You see, I think this is why people like Jocko Willink and Jordan Peterson have been so popular, because from a secular standpoint, they're teaching how to develop your character. And so from a secular definition about character, they say this: take responsibility, take ownership for your life. But the problem is that the telos is missing in this, right? So we think about, you know, the great tradition of the church. We refer to telos as in the object, the aim, the whole purpose of your character isn't really understood if all we say is take responsibility and take ownership. That's only going to throw the ball so far forward. So you get to the point where you're like, okay, I take ownership for my mistakes. I take ownership for my circumstances. I take ownership for missing mass this one day. I take ownership for not going to confession for 5 years. Okay. You know, there are different things we can take ownership for, but it's not enough because it's missing a religious worldview. Now, a religious attitude about character is very different from a only take responsibility secular worldview. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray. If you want to weigh in on the conversation, give us a call at 1-888-914-9149. To kind of summarize a religious kind of attitude about taking a better attitude about our character, I really like to look to the quote that Pope Benedict XVI said some years ago. He said, "The world offers you comfort, but you weren't made for comfort. You were made for greatness." Now, there's a lot more to unpack in that quote, but he's saying, look, the world makes things easy for you. And we're going to be talking about virtue signaling a little later on. I would argue it's pretty darn easy to post something on social media about a various viewpoint, even if people are disagreeing with you. But it takes a lot more to have a conversation with someone who maybe disagrees or who will challenge your beliefs in real person, and you can't just hit block when they try to talk to you. So a religious attitude about character on a personal level is oriented toward union with God. That idea of divine beatitude, the idea of holiness, being a portion set apart for God. And with this, the Catholic tradition actually expects that your character is going to be fully formed, that you're going to be a virtuous human being, either virtuous as a male human being or virtuous as a female human being. I actually think it's fascinating because if you look at the character development of the church from the beginning of time, they have really focused on character development as male or female, recognizing that there are differences biologically, psychologically, emotionally with our bodies that must be taken into consideration when we talk about how to develop our character. Now, if you think about it from a personal standpoint, beatitude with God, God gives us an example with Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount. And if you notice, all of the happiness and blessedness of those 8 beatitudes have to do with other people. Blessed are the merciful. That means you have to be merciful toward other people. God doesn't need our mercy. You see, the people who are around need our mercy. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Who are we persecuted by? Not by God, but by our peers. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. All of these have to do with our neighbor. It's the message that Christ gives over and over again in the Gospels. Love your neighbor as yourself. So what we come to understand about character development from a personal point of view, it's actually communal. And so the Catechism of the Catholic Church actually talks about this communal dimension of the character, that in fact all people are called to the same end, this unity of persons that's resembled in the Trinity, this communion of love. Now, how do we get there? We can't do this apart from God. And we have to understand that God has accommodated us according to the nature that he has created us for. And that we're people who are called to live in a society and to develop in accordance with our nature and within the surrounding of other people. But you see, I think this is the hardest part. We don't really know how to co-mingle with other people anymore. Notice I avoided the word coexist. But we really do have to co-mingle. We have to interact. We have to enter into and engage with society. But that means I have to get over myself and stop blaming everyone else for what goes wrong in my life.